So I'm Fraser Davidson. I'm Vice President in IBM the UK for Local Government Health and Education, and I also lead our Smarter Cities mission.
So the theme of the entire summit is sustainability. Why are cities so important in trying to achieve sustainability, trying to find a balance of economic development in the environment or achieve the kind of growth and jobs that people like, but in a way that is sustainable over the long term?
So it's a bit of a numbers game, to be honest. Here in the UK, 80% of the population live in urban areas or cities, and therefore, the 80-20 rule says if you can fix that part of the population, then clearly you're addressing a major part of sustainability. The other thing is that within cities, there are very complex ecosystems which are all interrelated, that create different challenges than you get in non-urban areas. So again, the largest consumption of water and power and so on is in the cities, and it's a more complex problem to tackle.
So yesterday there was a strike in the tube, and that's just one thing that can disrupt cities' transportation, and that's one of the key systems. How do you make those systems work better, more effectively? So, whether it's a tube strike or whether it's just, we've all had it, the person under the train or a flawed train, how do we make it so that the system's a little bit more resilient so that it can handle those problems?
So I think there's a number of things. Firstly, you need to look at city holistically. And it's important when you're looking at a plan for a city, you have a number of key decision makers, public and private sector, involved. If you look at any one aspect in isolation, it clearly can impact another. So that's the first thing. Secondly, I think the provision, the ability to look at data and analyze in these days is significantly more than it ever has been in the past. So being able to predict the impact of something and then flex another system to absorb that impact, that's there. But one of the challenges we have is that in most cases, cities haven't yet adopted that technology. So a good example, there's some of the cities in the Far East have got smart analytics that by looking at traffic flows 1 hour, 1.5 hours before can predict exactly where and when a traffic jam is going to happen, then take evasive action before it happens. So if you look at something like a rail strike, using smart analytics, it's quite easy to predict the impact that that's likely to have on the other systems, and then try and take avoiding action. Clearly, getting public sector workers not to strike, because I mean that's a completely different challenge. But all you can do is with the systems you have is try and take as much of the impact away from the people and put it onto more of the other systems.
Now, one of the things that governments across Europe and obviously the UK government is trying to deal with is to do more with less. The idea of being able to spend our way out of problems is not something that appears we're going to have that possibility. How do you, as these cities grow, and we all heard about some of the statistics about people moving to cities over the next 50 years, how do you grow cities in North America, Western Europe, these where you're not going to be able to sort of go into and spend lots on infrastructure, and so the challenging of doing more with less?
So it's on a number of levels. I think one of the things that companies are realizing is being greener and being more environmentally conscious is actually good for their bottom line, as well as good for their reputation, as well as good for their employees, etc. So in these times of limited resources, when resources are becoming more and more expensive, there is a business reason to try and do things in a better way. There is the opportunity to create smarter buildings, buildings that sense and adapt, that move people to areas of the building to try and conserve air conditioning, try and conserve energy, try and make a better work environment. So I think there isn't one golden bullet. I mean, as I said, a city is a very, very complex area. But businesses have to realize that there is actually an underlying business reason for them to do it as well. And I think, for government entities, then there's an underlying budgetary reason for them to do it as well. When you can get people to think in that sense, then you start to get people moving in the right direction.
So we heard today that by 2015 there will be eight million people living in London. And of course, you know, selling this is not just selling it to governments to help them run more effectively, but selling it to the citizens, the people who actually live in the cities. How are these, how are smarter cities, these initiatives, how is it going to make life better for citizens who live in the cities?
It's quite interesting. So Smarter Planet is IBM's overarching agenda globally, and within that, Smarter Cities is our leading agenda here in the UK. When people are talking about what you do as a company, they don't necessarily get IBM, because we're, you know, we're a very diverse company. The minute you start talking to them about, well, actually what we're trying to do is make the world a better place, we're trying to make you as a person live in a city where you get better employment opportunities, you have a better transport infrastructure, you've got better education opportunities, you're healthier, or you've got more access to health when you need it, and you feel safer, then people suddenly get it. They go, okay, and how would you do that? And you say, well, you know, here's the kind of things we can do. And, you know, you have to attack the problems individually, but also in conjunction with the systems working around it. So in creating a better city, one that works more effectively, one where people are safer and healthier, then you improve the quality of life. And the way that people look at a city is there's a lot of soft factors as well that define a city. But actually, you want to live in a city where you feel that it's a good place to live, where you feel that you can have a good quality of life and you can be safe and healthy.
Thank you.